Sylvia Evans about the Metropolitan Savings and Loan Company for the Youngstown State University Oral History Program on December 1st, 1982 with Evelyn Jones.
I was born and raised in Youngstown. I attended a school that no longer exists, Connelly. And as a child, Evie, you have to be more specific. What example?
Well, just tell me where you went to school, what school was like, where you grew up, what your parents were like, something like that.
I was a very quiet child, I thought. And my parents were both very in favor of education, so as I grew up, they always stressed, about bettering yourself and so forth. And upon graduating from high school, my dad was in favor of going to college immediately. But since I came from a very large family, I have four brothers, I felt that it was more important for them to receive an education than I. So I more or less looked for a job that I felt I could better myself in. And this, of course, was my first job upon graduating from high school.
What did you do at the Metropolitan?
Well, I started out as a receptionist. And I was very thrilled because I had my own desk and a typewriter, and this was a big thing for me. And I was the receptionist, and then I learned the window, and I worked a window, did teller work on a lunch hour. Mm-hmm. You have to realize, when I started with the company, we were very small. And rather than staffing the teller area for lunch hours, I just more or less filled in during that time. Mm-hmm. And it was to my advantage because I also, could do teller work. So when a position became available, I naturally was given the job, and I started in the teller area. I can't give a specific date, but that's how I started climbing the ladder. And I was a teller for many years, and the girl that I worked with, who was our head teller, left, and I became the head teller. And then I also understudied the bookkeeper, and I also filled in for our loan secretary. So as these jobs became available, naturally, I was given the chance of accepting them. And it was always a challenge to me. When the position became available in the loan area, I thought I was due for a change because I had worked in the teller and the bookkeeping area for so long that I felt I wanted to more or less expand my knowledge into other departments. So I started as the loan secretary when Mrs. Baxley retired. And I was loan secretary for approximately 4 years. And at that time, they never had a female loan officer. And when we had a problem with one of our male loan officers, and they were going to have to let him go, they asked me if, they felt I had all the knowledge, if I would be interested. And naturally, I was. And so I became the first female loan officer for the state Metropolitan Savings and Loan. And then I expanded and took over the credit department. And I set the credit department up, and then eventually what we did is we centralized all of the delinquent accounts here at the main office, and I became head of that department. I had one person working with me. And like I said, I was always anxious to move ahead. So when I worked in the credit area, it was a real challenge because our schedule items were high at that time. And it was a real challenge for me. So I really went at it. And when I left the department, I think our schedule items were down to 0.4, which was a real honor for me. Mm-hmm. And then after the credits, because of my education, they saw a need to set up a training program. So they asked if I would like to begin setting this program up for the Met. And naturally, again, I was real happy because it was a challenge, and I really felt that in credit, I had reached a point now where it was no longer a challenge. When my schedules were down to 0.04, I felt I needed, you know, something new. And being that I had the training and my education was in this area, I was real thrilled about it and enthused. So I set up a two-fold type program. I set up a teller training program, and I also set up a manager's training program. And I began working with personnel. It was sort of like a dual role, in charge of training and working with our personnel director. Mm-hmm. Well, since then, I have a training coordinator. That job doesn't require as much time as it did when I was specifically in charge of the full department. Now that I have a training coordinator both in the teller area and in the loan area, I am now in charge of operations. And it was like the August of 81 when we purchased the building, the Metropolitan Tower, in January of 1981. And there was a young fellow who was in our manager's training program that was going to be building manager. Well, Doug left the company in August, so I sort of inherited that job. So right now, my function with the Met is, I think I wear a many pointed hat type position. I'm in charge of operations, and I also work closely with our personnel director, and I also really keep involved in the training of our two different programs. But the building is a real challenge now, too. Mm-hmm.
But it is, because you have the whole 14 stories.
It's 17 stories.
Can we go back now to when you started? What was the office like, and what were some of the characters like, and who was your first boss, and mm-hmm. who were the other bosses, and stuff like that?
All right, Lloyd Nettle was my first boss, and it was a very small company at that time. I think theirs was maybe about four tellers and a bookkeeper, and then there was Mr. Jones, of course, and that was Bruce Jones. Mm-hmm. And he was president at that time, and there was Harold Waller. Well, then Mr. Nettle left the company, and Mr. Waller became office manager. Mr. Bruce Jones passed away, and his nephew, Dave Jones, worked for the company at that time. And but he was inexperienced. At least the board felt that he was inexperienced. So what they did is they had Mr. Shaner, who was a director for the company, act as a acting president, and until Mr. David Jones became, should I say, gained the experience necessary to take over the presidency. I think it was in 1948 that Mr. Jones became president. Mm-hmm. So there was like 2 years that more or less we had Mr. Shaner as acting president. Mm-hmm. You have to remember that's been a long time ago, and I hope that my memory is serving me right. You know,
what was Mr. Shaner that involved with the Metropolitan, I mean, on a daily basis?
He came in every day, but he was more of, I think, a figurehead. Of course, he was a director, so he was well aware of the company, you know, what we were doing and so forth. But he was more of a figurehead, I think. And Mr. Waller and Mr. Jones ran the company at that time. Mm-hmm. And this is how Dave, of course, who became president acquired his training during the time Mr. Shaner was acting president.
What were some of the major changes that you saw in the first 5, 10, or 15 years that really stick out in your mind?
Well, I think that the Met has always been a very progressive company. Even though we are the baby of the savings and loans in the Youngstown area, I think the Met was always the first. I'm speaking of automation. I know that we were the first of the three savings and loans to go online. In the mortgage loan area, I felt with the changing economy and so forth, we were always the first to be aware that it was necessary to go into various types of mortgage lending, such as the variable rate. We were the first in the area to acquire this new form of lending, because we felt there was a need. Since the savings and loan business was so competitive, to increase our savings rate. And of course, if we increased our savings rate, we were fully aware that we were locked in on a lot of fixed rates. So in order to protect ourselves, what we did is we went this variable, which was tied to the savings rate. So if we increased our savings rate, then the clause in your mortgage rate made it in such that you could increase the mortgage rates that were made under this form of lending.
Mm-hmm.
But we were still saddled with a lot of fixed rates that were probably maybe a percent or so under what we were paying on savings. These are the major things I think that I have noticed in the savings and loan business. And I feel really proud that the Met, to me, has always been very progressive. We have never sat back, and when we felt that there was a need, we just, went straight ahead and got involved in our checking, as another example. We went to the NOWS, and it's proved very successful. We're paying 8%, which is the highest percent on a checking account. And I just feel that the changes have all been gradual, but I feel that we did what was always necessary.
Mm-hmm. Why did you work for the Metropolitan for all these years?
Well, I think that the Met becomes a part of your life. And I know that when I was a teller, of course, I was very young when I started the company. I was just out of high school. And when I started with the company, of course, I wasn't thinking of college. And I wanted to make a career for myself. But then as I moved up the ladder, and I didn't start really going to college until 1968. And at that time, I was geared towards a degree in education. And of course, I went to business ed because the courses are very similar to business administration, with the exception of your student teaching, which would, qualify you for your teaching degree. But I think the Met becomes a part of you. And I just feel I got a lot of gratification through the years of moving up the ladder, growing with the company. And, you ask me, why are you part of a family?
Mm-hmm.
I think, when you start with a company as young as I was, that it becomes almost part of like a family to you.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you what you think the success of the Metropolitan is.
Why we're successful?
Why?
Well, I'm going to go back. I think we're successful because we're a very progressive company. We do what we have to do. I think that we work well as a team. I think that there's a lot of loyalty in our employees, which I feel is accountable for our success. And I do feel that we have been successful because we have gone through, we have really weathered a lot of trying times. And I just feel that the main reason is because of the loyalty of some of our key employees.
Mm-hmm.
Because like myself, and I hate to even admit the years that I've been with the company, because I could be, I'm telling my age, but I just feel that we do, there are a lot of our employees that have really stayed. They have been very loyal
mm-hmm.
to the company. And they think of it more than as just a job.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
That is very important.
Is there anything else you'd like to ask?
Well, I think I've really covered everything. If there's anything you know, you think I...
That's all the questions I have.
Okay. I don't think